What's up, street talk, street god, street vlogs?
Or come to us. Write some thoughts. First.
Good day, morning flex.
So some thoughts. First, the sun is godlike. So funny, there's so many religions around the world that worship the sun, some sort like a god. And my theory about it is, certainly the sun must be some sort of root of power. Whatevs. Right, so my thought is the more time you spend in the sun, the more energy you're gonna have. Okay, so Rust-Oleum, Pro Visibility Yellow is lit, and also some Amarillo Yellow 3M multi-use tape. I'm gonna find some good use for this. Right, GoPro chest mount. So. Lots of thoughts today. One of the thoughts being, I feel like, there's lots of bad things about America, life in America, etc. But one of the good things is kind of everyone has the freedom. Everyone has the freedom to start a business. Whether or not you're going to be successful or not is kind of beyond us, but at least we have the freedom and opportunity for and towards that. Whether we'll succeed or not is not up to us. So. I think one of the best ways to start the day or to start things is to just go to the park. Certainly the park ain't perfect, but one of the good things about the park is it's kind of like one of the least bad ways to start the day, I guess, because once again, if you wake up super, super effing early and there's nothing else better to do, then one of the better things to do maybe is to go to the gym if it's super effing cold and dark. But sun's out, go to where the sun is. I think your physiology will thank you for it, and also, take off your shirt. Get the maximum vitamin D's. So yeah, I'm just gonna try to do my kind of ghetto setup as long as possible before I could innovate something betters. Until then, just try to innovate with this park workout. I think another thought I had too is like, I really dislike this notion of like glass ceilings of any type or sort. And for me, the notion of a glass ceiling is certainly kind of a metaphorical one. Or maybe just like any sort of ceiling is something that I hate because, there's this word in Korean, it's called daptepe, which kind of means like claustrophobic, stuffy. And I think it's a kind of a good way to describe things where I don't like daptepe. I'm anti-daptepe. It could mean metaphorically like emotional, or it also could mean disguise, whatever. And so yeah, I think if one is forced to have ceilings, having insanely high ceilings, like floor-to-ceiling windows, high ceilings, one of the upsides of these high-rise condos is good. But otherwise, if you could just just get outside, get on top of a plateau where the sun is hitting you, is going to be a far more beneficial setup. Yeah, I think oh, and also in terms of fitness, right, everyone's so obsessed about the bench press, but maybe more so than that, I kind of prefer the idea of doing kind of like some sort of carrying standing motions. I have a new theory that, I mean, I kind of sprained my right wrist doing floor bench press. This is my new theory. I'm pretty certain about this now, is that any sort of exercise in which you're kind of you're not standing is bad for you. So that's the guiding principle. Don't do any sort of exercise in which you're lying down on your back, sitting. Anything on your back or sitting is bad for you. So just don't do that, and I think you'll be much happier, healthier, and stronger. I mean, think about the ancient Spartan 300s, King Leonidas and our friends. It's like, are you gonna, and think about like, imagine them all in like this like big kind of open air agora, essentially means naked. I mean, like, where do men go out and get naked? So I guess the one of the good things about going to the open air park is it's kind of the new modern day gymnasium, if we define gymnos as naked. Actually, it's funny, like, whenever I go to the park, people are like asking, excuse me, why is that man naked? And it's a kind of a funny thought. Good morning.
Good morning.
So yeah, I think modern day times, one is not permitted to bare skin. But one thought I had back in Providence, Rhode Island is flesh technology is that flesh is the future. The generalized concept and idea is actually like one of the best ways to determine someone's health, fitness, wellness, overall well-being. It's just kind of like look at their skin, their flesh, the quality of their skin to see. Like, I also have another thought too. People who actually have a natural tan, who actually spend time in the sun, yeah, they actually look far more beautiful, because it is way healthier to spend more time in the sun. And the problem with a lot of people, especially like, you know, tech workers or anybody, right, is that everyone's just indoors all day. And that's almost, I believe, to be the Novu privilege, or to have the privilege to spend time outdoors in the sun, gain the melanin. Melanin is a good sign of health. So just kind of like looking at someone's health that way is good. I think that anyone who spends too much time indoors, or actually has a quote-unquote preference to be indoors signals some sort of like poor hygiene, poor health, poor mental well-being. Actually, the wretched people tend to be indoors all day, and the people who are like, ah, the bright is too bright, you know, close the blinds, I hate the light. It's like, yeah, certainly something physiologically wrong with people. Oh, so people are asking, oh, you know, how's LA and life in LA? Well, yeah, first and foremost, I think love LA. I think one thing I discovered is essentially everything is made here. So the funny thing about setting up this 10 plates. At least, how many plates do I have? I think I have 14 plates in total. So as long as I could just milk my 14 plates. People are like, oh, you should get a cart to cart around your stuff. But I'm like, don't they understand that this is half the fun exercise? to just be doing it yourself. Okay, so let's see how this works out. Hold your breath, because this stuff is quite toxic. My new favorite colorway is black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Okay. Yeah, so say you start off the day. What's the best way to do things? Okay, so some pragmatics about just like health, physiology, blah, blah. So what should one do at the park or at the street gyms? Things I like to do. Just do what feels good. Don't follow no regimen. So grab the chin-up bar. Just go upside down. Twist your back. Ah. They call this what? Skin the cat? Ah. All right, so that feels good. Also, if your gym or your park has the parallel bars, big fan of the parallel bars, so stand up. I like to do a planche or just stretch out your shoulders and back. Just do a dip. And people are like, oh, you should do reps and max reps. My ass can be F doing that. And so like sort of like parallel bars here. And yeah, I think one of my critiques about a lot of modern day fitness is there's some sort of like pseudo virtuosity that comes associated with things. I think people like, oh, it's more virtuous to do things X, Y, and Z way, but I think that is total nonsense. I think just do what feels good. Okay, so another innovation, super effing simple. So I went to Home Depot, this Husky, what is this called? Called a sort of strap, I forget what it's called, but anyways, two of these, and I already have the carabiner. Can I already have this? Okay, I could do this better. My bag, air can bag goodies. Got chain in there. Ah, so I got these at Restore Habitat for Humanity. Let's connect it like this. Yeah. Whoop. Oh, super strong. Okay. So then, super basic workout you could do. It's like essentially like a kind of like I'm doing kettle deadlift. This bad boy. I just rip these off. Yeah, you rip this bad boy off. This tag is kind of getting in the way. Anyways, so some thoughts on the best way to start the day. Good way to start the day is just to just come get in the direct sun. She's like, oh, she put on the sunblocks. I don't think you have to. Maybe put something on your face if you're afraid of aging your face. Okay, so essentially, very simple. You take the plates, put next to each other. I mean, I guess you could do this at your own local commercial gym too, right? Just loop this through, clip it. Yeah. All you gotta do is, pick it up. And essentially, you just keep going to see the maximum weight you could lift once successfully. I'm already pretty strong, so I'm just gonna expedite this process. And I think the big secret is when you're doing this, right? It seems to be a good idea to be in kind of like imagine like a good sumo deadlift position where you're kind of standing in the center. Standing in the center in the most hip optimized position. Essentially imagine like a sumo deadlift, but very, very neutral. And then people are, oh, what's the point of doing this? So I get stronger. Become more powerful. It's actually funny because people always ask, what is the point of doing X, Y, and Z? Very simple, become more powerful, right? So even though powerlifting is not a perfect notion, at least one thing I do like about powerlifting, the general ethos of it, is the school towards the one rep max philosophy is a good one. So just stand here in the center, just lift forward, lift with your hips, and just keep going till you can't go no more. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I think the reason why I kind of like this like Husky, this nylon thing is, it's insanely lightweight. and easy. The only limiting factor, I believe, is to be the was the limiting factor is essentially the procuring of the weights, the plates. I mean, I guess a local CrossFit gym or some sort of gym close by, and I was just randomly at Restore Habitat for Humanity. Imagine kind of like Goodwill meets the Home Depot. That's where I procured all these weights for super cheap. Otherwise, what you could do is, I think like Rogue or Amazon, they sell those like sandbags. Just buy a sandbag, just go Home Depot and just buy some commercial sand. It's so effing cheap. You can get like 400 pounds of sand for like 10 bucks or 20 bucks. All right, and just stand. Yeah. Also, I have some theories too. The reason why it's good at going to the park or nature, blah, blahs, is like the sounds at the park, birds chirping. Even Sen is what, 2 years, 8 months, 9 months now. He's, when you go to the park and he hears the birds chirping or the cicadas or the crickets or whatever, he puts his hand against his ears saying that, oh, Dad, there's the sound of birds or wildlife here, and he likes it. Okay. Let's keep strapping this. And yeah, so I think, so how to achieve more, get more out of life? Killing two birds with one stone, or killing three birds with one stone, killing 10 birds with one stone. I guess the upside is several things I like. A, being in the sun, being in the park, C, vlogging, streaming my thoughts, D, teaching, sharing these with you, weightlifting. So yeah, maybe I'm onto something good, and also innovation. So I kind of like them doing something kind of funny new. So the secret is, you want to just position yourself in such a way that your arms just lift with your hips. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just keep climbing. I think the next type of training I might start doing is just for funsies, like sandbag training. Just throw the sandbag around. One of the upsides of doing this at the park is you kind of fuck shit up. Yeah, birds chirping in the background. Sonically very soothing. But yeah, I think, I'm also starting to just realize too is I like going to the gym because it has all the equipment, but one of the big downsides of the gym is multifold. They're run out of space. I'm gonna run out of space. Wait, I'm just getting up there. So there are many things I actually very much dislike about the gym. Some concerns is just hygiene. It's just like modernity is all about indoor places, right? And I think the more time one spends indoors is probably worse for one's health, or not good. Some thoughts on parenting and childcare is I've been privileged enough that since I've never been to a daycare or Coco Montessori Monster Story, which is essentially daycare for an expensive daycare. And then, you know, kids are, spend 70% of the day outdoors. Yeah, that's still 30% of the time they got spent indoors. And the problem is all these kids indoors, they all get sick and catch COVID or just catch the flu or cold because they're all indoors all day. I think if you're outdoors all day, your likelihood for transmission of germs is really low. Even COVID, right? I mean, if you're outdoors all day, I don't think you really catch it. Now they know this, like, you're out in public, you're not gonna catch the Rona. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Create your own new muscle beach. this up. It's stretching me a little bit.
Ooh, this also makes for a
good ghetto stand. Nice.
Stick to like a day, but I could stop.